Welcome back to the Finnsiders. Greg Likens here alongside John Kangemi, and continue to be joined by Alejandro Bedoya, midfielder from the U.S. men's national team, fresh off the World Cup. And Alejandro, just to wrap up the soccer discussion that we were having, it was just a week ago. Unfortunately, you guys fell in a valiant effort 2-1 to Belgium in the knockout stage. And that was it's such a gritty, fun game to watch, and you guys almost making the rally. What's your takeaway from the entire World Cup experience, both personally and then for the team, looking at U.S. soccer going forward in the future there?
Yeah, well, personally, I'll take the experience with me for the rest of my life, really. I mean, as a young kid, it's something I always dreamed of, was playing in the World Cup, you know, sitting at home with my father and family and watching the World Cup. And, you know, just it was started off as a dream, you know, and for me to be able to fulfill that is just amazing. And, you know, I still think about, you know, now when I'm home and things like what could I have done differently or things I could have done better. Of course, it goes through your mind, but, I mean, everybody can always do better, right? But I think we got to be proud of ourselves. I think at the beginning, many people doubted us, didn't even think we'd get a point, didn't think we'd get out of the group of death. But we were able to manage that, you know, and you know, just a bit unlucky not to advance after Belgium. But, I mean, it was a great experience, and that's something I'll always take.
Yes, and it was a fun for everybody to watch. All right, so let's get to your Dolphins roots because, you know, we are a Dolphins show here. So before we get into what you did today, you came and you were able to tour the facility. How's that experience been like being here in Davie and seeing everything and kind of behind the scenes of the Dolphins?
It was awesome. I mean, AJ, you know, he showed us around.
AJ Francis, defensive lineman.
He was able to – he's a big soccer fan, so that's always cool. You know, when I first got here, they mentioned that, you know, some guys want to meet you. I was like, actually, what, really? usually it's the other way around, you know. But, no, he was a really cool guy, and he showed me around. Got to meet Sam Maddison, you know, who I grew up watching, and, you know, I can always count on him to stop the other team. And, I mean, just to see the facilities, it's awesome, you know. Football is just humongous. It's so big, all the locker room and the training facilities and everything. So it's awesome.
Yeah, John, there was a cool moment because you met Troy Stratford, who was, you know,
BC alum.
Rookie of the year in 87. And he's a BC guy and played with Doug Flutie back there, played with Marino here at the Dolphins. And that was the first thing. You'd think, you know, Alejandro Bedoya just played in the World Cup, the biggest stage, and Troy Stratford strolls in with his jersey on. He says, "Hey, you went to BC, huh?"
Alejandro Bedoya,
U.S. How are you, man? I understand you went to Boston College.
Yes, I did.
See, I'm mad at you for not telling me that before everything started.
That's what impressed him.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, that impressed me as well. You know, I had to make sure to take a picture with him. You know, former Eagle, you know, a couple of Eagles here, actually. So it was really nice to see him. And I know he's been part of some big, big plays, you know, part of that Doug Flutie play, you know, famous play. And some great moments with the Dolphins as well. So it's awesome.
Sam didn't tell you about his soccer prowess, did he? I mean, he's been first in everything he's ever done, at least according to Sam Maddison. He didn't get into any techniques for soccer, did he?
No. Okay, good. But I'm sure I could get by him with
I'm sure you could, too. Hey, you've been a Dolphin. Yeah. He always buttons. He always talks over you, too. So
yeah, he's got a good goal call.
You've been a Dolphins fan for a long time. I mean, how did you, just by when you moved to South Florida, did you automatically adopt the Dolphins, or had you been a Dolphin fan prior to that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was born in Jersey, like I said, but right. I pretty much was raised down here ever since I was
eight,
9 years
old. So you've been a Dolphin fan forever.
You know, I used to go to the games, and it helps, you know, when you go to a high school like St. Thomas with so many, like yourself, Dolphin alumni, you know, students that go there. And I grew up here in Weston with A.J. Dewey's son, John Dewey, and Bob Brzezinski's son, Bo. And Bo and John are two of my best friends since elementary school. And so, I mean, Dolphin has always been a big part of our family. You know, I know for a couple of the games here, my whole crew, my best friends and everything, they had a watch party at Brew's Room, of course.
Right.
And I was part of, when A.J. Dewey got honored at Dolphin Stadium or my Sun Life or whatever it's called.
Sun Life,
it's always changing.
That's
Sun Life Stadium, yeah. I was there to with his family to honor A.J. Dewey, and you know they did a little thing at the stadium there, so it's cool. So Dolphins have always been a big part of my life.
How many years have you been out of St. Thomas now?
I think it's almost our 10-year.
I was just going to ask you, did you go to your 10 yet? Because I remember I was playing football during my 10, and I called in and you know caught up with everybody on the phone. But it would be kind of interesting. Now you come back home off the World Cup. Hey, Alejandro, what have you been doing lately? You know, I just came back from Brazil, took a little trip there for about a month. It was pretty nice.
No, I think you next year is that 10-year anniversary.
Is next year? Okay.
So, God, time flies, really. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what everybody's up to and you know, exchange some stories.
Yeah.
You mentioned going to the field of Sun Life Stadium to when they honored A.J. Dewey. Any other Dolphins memories that you have from growing up or favorite players?
Dan Marino is obviously one that, you know, watching him play, he was awesome in his prime and everything. And he was one of the best football players ever. So having him being a Dolphin, it was awesome. But any big plays that stick to my mind, I can't really come off the top of my head. No, not really.
But, yeah, it's awesome to see, you know, kind of the growing nature of soccer here in this country. And Sun Life Stadium is – brought a lot of soccer events down here in recent years. And so I know you're not involved in this, but I was going to ask your opinion. The International Champions Cup is coming for the second year. The final is going to be down here in August 4th on a Monday evening. And among the teams that are involved, Real Madrid, AC Milan, both Manchester teams from England, Liverpool as well. To see that kind of big event coming to South Florida, you know, your hometown, does that show exactly where soccer is going in this country?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the teams you just mentioned there, those are the big, big European powers, world powers, really. And it's just a sign that, you know, not only the state's growing interest in soccer, but the teams over there realizing that America is just the next – it's such a huge target, you know. There's just such great growing interest here, and you could see that with the World Cup, you know. Obviously, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I was in a bubble kind of, but seeing all the tweets and Instagram videos of people at bars and, you know, watch parties at big parks and stadiums and, you know, the closing down of streets to watch soccer really is gone far. And, you know, to be able to have, you know, the Dolphins reach out to me to come here, you know, I think that's just a sign of the times, you know, that it's really progressing and it's awesome. I mean, being playing in Europe for 5 years now, I've played with teammates and European guys that all they say is, you know, I wish I can go play in the States and I want to live in the States. You know, everybody, I mean, I think likes, you know, America. They watch all the TV sitcoms and movies over there in Europe. But there's a lot of growing interest, not only in America, but in Europe as well, to be part of this movement here in the States.
Okay, finally, Alejandro, we appreciate your time here on the show. So you mentioned the Dolphins reach out to you. Any other kind of cool moments or people that have reached out to you after the World Cup, especially down here in South Florida?
No, not really. I mean, you get a lot of Facebook messages and the tweets and things like this, Instagram and stuff. But, you know, I mean, being able to be back here in my hometown and in South Florida, being a part of the community and giving back, I mean, that's what I'm all about, you know. I'm just a kid from Weston who had a dream and happened to fulfill it by playing in the World Cup, you know.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I got one more for you. So the upcoming season, 2014, I know you're overseas, you're playing in France, the highest level in France, but how close are you going to keep track of the Dolphins, and what are your thoughts on the team for the upcoming season?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm hoping they can get it together this year and hit the playoffs, you know. I've been waiting for them to be, you know, a contender in the playoffs for a while now. But they're going to be in London, you know. They'll have a game
September 28th.
Yeah. So I got to look at my schedule and my calendar and see if I can get that weekend off, or I have that weekend off, and I'll be there in London if I do.
Awesome. Well, Alejandro, it's been a lot of fun. Appreciate you coming in here. I know A.J. Francis, Rashard Matthews, Cole Meese, among the players that got to talk to you. We're pumped up about that. And good luck in the upcoming season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for making us proud.
Yeah, representing the U.S. men's national team and also South Florida really well.
Thanks for having me, and good luck to you guys as well.